Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reconnect My Heart radio program, the show where we talk about when life's problems break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart radio program, we will discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our heart back to the way that He originally made us whole. I am your host, Brother Prater. If you have any questions, comments, or even if you just want to listen, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118. Or if you want to just listen on the internet, feel free to dial us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. I am so glad for you all to be here. Thank you all for spending your Sunday night, and I hope that you all had a fabulous Sunday morning. I know that we did, especially at our church. For those who would like to visit us, I want to first send a very big, very special hello to my church family, True Believers Tabernacle Church, where I pastor, the senior pastor, Pastor Otis Logan. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, feel free to visit us at True Believers Tabernacle Church, 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Like I said, I'm very honored to have you all here today. And today's program, we're going to talk about one of the biggest addictions that many Christians face, and it's the power of pornography. Pornography. Some people are afraid to discuss their addiction of pornography in fear of being judged, and sometimes people suffer in silence. But today we're going to talk about the steps to get the healing that you need to overcome the addiction of pornography. Also, we're going to talk about even some of the effects of pornography. Now, I do want to say this disclaimer. First and foremost, I'm not a licensed physician, but we're going to talk about it, and in a way that we could be of help, realize that there are professionals that we can talk to. There are professionals that we can reach out to that will help us. And this is the thing, realizing that just because this may be a situation that may be going on within the church, it does not make us less than a Christian. It does not mean that we're not saved if we reach out to speak to professional people that can help in this situation. So for those who are interested, once again, our call number is 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118. 9118. Every second, $3,075.64 is being spent on pornography. That is over $180,000 every hour. And when you add that up, that's $4 million every single day. And as you add it up, the worldwide total is $97 billion. Listen, $97 billion a year that the pornography industry makes. And those dollars are feeding the sin of pornography, and it enables it to shine in and filter your mind. It really robs us of the people that God have us to be. When you look at it, that's the biggest industry maker in the world. That's bigger than Amazon, Microsoft, Google, eBay, Yahoo, Apple, Earthlink, and Netflix combined. This is money that's taking money out of the mouth of our family and is going to a place that's really harming us. And like I said, it's happening even within the church. And unfortunately, 47% of Christians say that they have a major problem with pornography. Now, I've thought about it. I remember the first time I ended up speaking at a youth conference, and there were some kids maybe between the age of maybe 6 to 17. It was a group of them. And I asked them, who all have seen pornography? And each one of those children raised their hands up. That's really scary. And when you think about it, how damaging pornography is, you can remember just about the first time you saw some type of pornography, either through video or a picture. You remember that image, and it's engraved in your mind. You might have seen it when you were a kid and you in your 40s or 50s years old. You remember that, but if somebody asks you, what did the minister speak on last Sunday, you can't remember it. And that just showed you how much it is engraved in our mind. So this is the reason why I feel like it's time for us to talk about it and address it, because these are issues that are not just going on in our society, in our homes, but also within our church. And this is the time for us to really get the help that we need to be able to be the people that God called us to be. Once again, if you have any questions, if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118. Looks like we have a call on the line right now. We're going to chime him in right now. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart radio program. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Brother Prater.
How you doing?
All right. This is Brother Washington. How you doing?
Doing great. Everyone, this is Brother Washington. This is an educator at our church, at True Believers Tabernacle Church. Brother Washington, what do you think about pornography? And don't you think it's time for us to address it, especially within our church?
Most definitely. I mean, there are a lot of men, and not only just men, but there are our sister who's struggling with this addiction and this problem. And many of them would love to get help or want to know how to overcome this addiction or this habit, but they are afraid. And so they are in the shadows. And so, therefore, they are too afraid of feeling being judged. Now, not just our lay people, but there are many ministers and pastors that also are part of this. Now, about 68% of all Christian men who say they love the Lord do view some type or form of pornography. Now, among our Christian sisters, there are about 20%. And the sad part about it, there's only 9% of the churches that has ministry to help them to deal with this very issue. So this is something we really do need to address. And for those who are suffering through it, is that the way to get help is find somebody who will not judge you, who will hold you accountable to the addiction that you have. And so I'm just all for that. We need to get this out in the open and get our brothers and sisters out of the shadows and help them to overcome this particular problem that and sin. It's not just a problem, it's a sin. Because
right,
it's very
right.
destructive. It is very destructive. You know, even for someone who is single may look at it and think that, hey, you know what, it's not bad. I'm single. I'm not married. But really and truly it is, because we have to remember Scripture tells us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so it affects you for as God has already planted somebody for you, a future husband, a future wife. So you are also committed a sin against them, even though you hadn't met her, but you also are committing a sin against them. And it's also very devastating to marriage, because it really can destroy a marriage and our relationship. And so we have to understand that pornography is no more the destruction, a distortion by our enemy, and it takes something that God made so beautiful for the marriage, and it has been distorted. And to make us feel as though that, hey, it's really nothing bad, you know. Even if you feel that, okay, you are not acting upon it, but yet and still, the Bible tells us that we're not to even be found among anything that is immoral. And so these things are immoral, because if we didn't think it, then we wouldn't be ashamed to broadcast it. So therefore, we keep it hid. And so these are the things that we have to understand about the problem with pornography.
Yes. You know, and even to piggyback on what you had said the other day, I spoke to a hotel manager, and he's been a supervisor for 29 years. And he told me that whenever there's a church conviction, that the pornography channel rate shoots up to 600%. And he said those are not just the regular lay members, but these are people of the higher upshalon, the pastors, bishops, apostles. And, you know, he even told me himself, he said, you know what, he said if they have these kind of problems and they're not addressing it, matter of fact, he had told me that even when it's time for them to check out, they would dispute those bills, so that way they won't have to pay for it, so no one else will find out what their secret issue is.
Wow.
And if we can, and you know, if we can just expose it, and like I always say, you know, it's nothing wrong with us being transparent. You know, I think people can be transparent, not just those who are regular lay members, but even those that are leaders. You know, all of us have had some type of struggle that we have dealt with in our life. Either you had, or you will, or you are right now. So either way, if we can just come transparent with people and let them know, you know what, I dealt with this, or I may be dealing with this, but God is going to help me overcome this. And if God can help me overcome it, he will help you to overcome it. And I think that they will really draw people that let them know, you know what, they're just like me. You know, each one of us, we know we're disciples, which means what? A learner. We're forever learning,
right.
You know. And so that can really help people to understand, you know what, the same grace and mercy that God has for them, God has for me.
That is so true. That is so true. You know, sometimes people will look at pornography and say that, well, it didn't lead me to any sexual morality. But even in Colossians chapter 3, it tells us, according to the NIV, that we're to put to death whatever belongs to this earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and the evil desires. And so that's all that pornography is. It's our evil desires, because people have fantasies, okay? And so therefore, this through pornography that they meet some of these fantasies, okay? And so, yeah, this is real issue, and I'm glad you brought this up. And I'm going to let other calls come in, and I'm willing to listen to those who will be willing to call in and let them know this is God's opportunity to give you a moment of grace to be able to get free, break free from this. And so I appreciate you accepting my call, and so I'll be on the line listening to hear what other callers come in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
God, that was Brother Landolph Washington from True Believers Tabernacle Church. And like I said, a vet, very, very great educator. And for those who want to call us, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118. You know, even when you look at pornography, it does a lot to you mentally. You know, when you think about it, it's almost like a drug. It's a rush. It's like it really just filters. It don't filter. It really just take over your mind and make you only think about that. You think about a druggie. All they think about, no matter who they have to steal from, who they have to kill, if they can get their next fix. And that's what pornography does to our mind, regardless of if it's through a video, through music, television. And if you look at it, television, even right now, it sent those subliminal messages. It used to be so innocent to watch TV with your children, but now, you know, when they have prime time television was supposed to be for family time, but now they have parental suggestion is advised. So now they having the children to be isolated from the parents, and they having adult programs doing family time. And a lot of this stuff is actually polluting the mind, is actually breaking up the homes. And like Brother Washington said, you know, even if you are watching it and you're married, that's actually, I'll put it like this, it's actually going against your spouse's wishes. When you think about it, how would you feel if they were watching that and you weren't? When we put the shoe on the other foot, then they make us look at, you know, because a lot of times the devil just want us to just look at from our point of view, our selfish point of view. But when we look at it from our spouse's point of view, that's really hurting them. That's giving us a quote-unquote false hope. That's giving us a distorted view of what love is, which that ain't love, that's lust. And so, like I said, for us to even to acknowledge it, because we have to confess that we have those type of issues, so that way we can get the proper help that we all need. And the key thing is, you know, the devil may try to tell you, oh, but they're going to judge you. First of all, nobody here to judge. First and foremost, we all, like I said, have had some type of struggle or have some type of struggle that we haven't got to help us to overcome. You know, somebody might be dealing with pornography. Somebody else might be dealing with lying. Somebody else might be dealing with infidelity. Somebody else might be dealing with stealing. So the key thing is to acknowledge where you're at in life and be able to get the proper help that you need. So like I said, for us to confess that we have a problem. Also, another good thing to do is to get an accountability partner. Get accountability partner, someone that is responsible, someone that's mature, and also someone of the opposite sex. Unless it's your spouse. Let me say that again. Get an accountability partner, someone that's responsible, someone that's mature, someone that's of the same sex, unless it's your spouse. Also, another good recommendation to get a filter, especially if you've been watching pornography over the internet. Putting a filter on your computer system, over the internet, on your TV, radio, or even cell phone. I found a good website that will be very good. It's called AccountableToYou.com. It's accountable to you. Accountable to you. Accountable, the letter to you.com. They're very affordable. Matter of fact, I have it here on my computer. And they also not just have affordable rates, but they also have rates for individuals and a family plan, but also they have it for church and groups. They have rates for the churches. They have rates for individuals, family, but also even for small business. And when you think about it, even at the workplace, they have help for those who may have some type of addiction, regardless if it's drugs or pornography or whatever. They have those type of help accessible at the workplace. And now this program, what we want to do, we want to expose it so that way we can start bringing in the help within the church because it's needed. What we need to do, if we could just look at society and look at the problems that are plaguing society, those same problems that are going on in society are also going on within a church. And so we can't turn a deaf ear to it, because those people that are coming into the church are actually coming from the world, coming from society. So having that help to come, so that way we can be able to be better equipped, we could be able to understand and get them the proper help that is needed, because the church is the place where we supposed to be able to get the help that is needed for us to become the men and ladies that God called for us to be, to walk in our purpose. So, like I said, even though those situations, and this may be a very touchy situation for some people, might be a touchy subject for some people, but it has to be addressed. Because I guarantee you, if you think about it, if you go and just talk to the average person, 20, maybe 25 years old and younger, you listen to them or you talk to them, they may not tell you directly because you may be the parent, but let someone else talk to them and I guarantee you, you will realize they know more than what you give them credit for. So we have to know that these kind of things that are going on in society, and we as a church, we have to stop being reactive. We have to be proactive. We have to keep our ears to the ground and know what's going on in our world and our society, so that way we can have the proper help that is needed through God's word to help people, to be able to be the resource and be the avenue for people to come for them to get the help for whatever problem or whatever situation that they may be dealing with. Once again, if you want to call, feel free to call at 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-3-9118. So far, I don't have any calls right now, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch back on the line with Brother Washington. I'm going to have him come back in also, and he can have some more words also, if you like. Brother Washington, you there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I was opening up the door for you. You're welcome to even comment on what was just said a few minutes ago.
Well, you definitely was right on and spot on, because the fact is that, as I stated earlier, this is something that we need to address in the church. And I'm glad you brought up about those who view it on the internet, that there are filters, blockers that they can use. Also, we both said about getting an accountability partner, someone who will not judge you, someone who will show you love, that will be there to support you. Also, to check on to make sure that you are not engaging in such practice. Also, we need to limit our television and video images that we look at, okay? And so, you know, and somebody may ask the question, says, well, then, Well, in the Bible, does the Bible condemn pornography? Well, the Bible doesn't specifically use the word pornography, but we do see in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 28, and it tells us that Jesus says that, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in her heart. So, as I stated earlier, you may not go through the sexual act or carry it out, but yet and still, by looking at that image and lusting after her, we have already committed adultery. So, therefore, pornography, the Bible does, condemns it, okay? And so these are the things that we have to tell ourselves, and we have to realize, too, that all of this is a part of the enemy deception against us, which we talked about that today also in church, okay? And we asked ourselves, what can we do to avoid the uses of pornography? And the scripture tells us, even from Amos chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, that what we should do, we should apply the wisdom that is found in God's word and learn to hate what is bad. And so, therefore, this helps us in dealing with pornography. And also in Galatians 5, 16, it tells us that we should stand firm. And the only way we can stand firm, we have to know what God's word says in dealing with pornography when it comes upon us. And another thing that helps us also, we must learn to know what is our arousal point. And understanding what our arousal points is, it helps us also to combat the temptation that comes with pornography. And as you stated earlier, too, and I can't say that it does damage the marriage, the home, because, like you said, if the shoe was on the other foot, then how would you like your wife looking at pornography and lusting after somebody else? So, yeah, it is an act of adultery, even though we may not perform the act with the individual that's on the screen, but yet and still, in our heart, we have already lust.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to bring this up also, even pertaining to the filter. That filter is accountabletoyou.com. When I looked at it online, it told me that it gives you real-time reports. If there is someone, that maybe your accountability partner and you might be typing in something that might be kind of risque, it alerts your accountability partner immediately.
That
also,
is true.
It gives data. It gives a weekly data. It gives a daily data of things that might have been looked at or considered looking at. So, like I said, that program, www.accountable2you.com. And I really hope that those who may be listening to it, if you have a church, you might even want to talk to your leader about it. Maybe even just consider, just in case someone that may be having these kind of struggles or problems, whatever like that, we can, like I say, we can be proactive and start having things in place. We don't have to wait till something happens. We can have things in place so that way we can be able to give people the help that they need. I thank you. Thank you for your words. One of the things I wanted to share with you all, along with the filter, looking at what steps can we personally do. A lot of times we have to look at and just evaluate ourselves. Look at, are we spending time alone? What are we doing with that time? And also just calculate, when are those times that you feel more vulnerable to look at the pornography? Is it through a failed relationship? Is it when you feel insecure? Is it when you're alone? Is it in the middle of the night? Also, it leads to this also. We have to look at, if we're going to sleep with the TV on, that's one of the worst things we can do. Because while you sleep, you may be physically asleep, but your spirit, man, your spirit is still awakened. Your soul is still awakened. And so while you're asleep, whatever may be coming on the TV. And when you look at a lot of those infomercials, a lot of those infomercials, they advertise a lot of adult themed messages. And when you listen to that while you sleep, that stuff goes into your spirit. Those are seeds that could be planted into your spirit. And when you wake up in the morning, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about something that you probably never would have watched, probably never would have considered while you were conscious. So even while we sleep, we have to be conscious of what we're watching and what we're listening to. Like I said, even I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying how even how the music has changed. When we were growing up, they put love on a platform, love, chivalry. But now they leave nothing to the imagination. Everything is out in the open. So a lot of times people may listen to that even while they sleep and not realizing that those are seeds. Those are seeds that are being planted within you even while you sleep. So we have to be conscious of what we're listening to, what we're watching, especially at nighttime. Not saying there's one time better than the other, but most of the time, what happened when it gets darker? How to say? Everything happens at night. So we have to be conscious of those things. For those who want to call, once again, the number to call is 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118. Like we have a call on the line right now. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio Program. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Okay. Well, you're welcome to comment, or even if you just want to listen, you can listen to the program. And once again, I thank you all for even just listening, because like I said, this is a topic that needs to be addressed. And who knows, there may be a part two to this segment in the future. But we need to talk about those things and also understand not just the consequences of pornography, but like I said, there is healing for it. Also, Brother Washington gave many scriptures. And for those who want to get a pen and paper, you're welcome to get a pen and paper. I have some scriptures that we can write down. And also what I'll do on my Facebook page, I'm under Brother Prater. On my Facebook page, I would gladly post the scriptures on there also for those who are interested. Or you can call me on my personal phone, so that way we can have these scriptures, because we have to combat the devil's tactics with the Word of God. And that's the only place that we can be able to go to. We can't use our own ability. We have to rely upon God's ability, the Holy Spirit, and knowing we can't defeat that addiction on our own power, because if we could, we would have already overcame that. So we have to recognize that this is something bigger than us, and realizing that no matter how long you've been in it, realizing that God has help for you. God will help you overcome anything and everything that you give to Him. But we have to admit that we have a problem. We have to admit it. The first sign to do is to confess. Confess whatever situation that you may be dealing with. Confess that that is a problem. Also, I want to put this disclaimer again. We are not licensed physicians. And we recommend there's nothing wrong with a believer going to see a professional, a licensed physician. There are many Christian-based psychiatrists, psychologists that you can go to. So don't feel that, you know what, well, I'm not supposed to go because I'm a Christian, or I can't see one. No, first of all, I'm going to tell you this. there is nothing wrong with seeing a licensed physician, but also if seeing a licensed physician is bad, then we might as well tear the book of Luke and the book of Acts out, because Luke was the writer, and what was Luke? What was Luke's physician? His profession was a doctor, a physician. So seeing a licensed physician is nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. It's okay. So don't allow that to stop you. Don't let anyone label you saying that you're not supposed to do that because you're a Christian. No. God placed those, and those people are ministers as well. So there's nothing wrong with seeing a licensed physician. So, like I said, I'm not a licensed physician. We're not a licensed physician. So we would encourage you all, it's nothing wrong with even taking that step of seeing a licensed physician. Also, realizing when you're overcoming those addictions or those struggles, take it one day at a time. God gave you grace for today, and realize he would give you the grace that you need for tomorrow. Don't look at, well, you know, I've been dealing with this for so long, and I don't know how am I going to be able to stop and live the rest of my life without this pornography. Take it one day at a time. There's an old proverb that says, how does an ant eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so that's the same way you must look at it. Take it one step at a time. First of all, like I said, to confess your situation, but also to even forgive yourself. Forgive yourself if you've wronged anyone, if you've been addicted to pornography and your wife knows about it, you know, or wife or husband, you know, confess, you know, repent to your spouse and to forgive yourself. I think a lot of time people beat themselves up because, well, you know, I've been dealing with it and I'm supposed to be a Christian and everything. But the thing is, number one, like I said, we still living in a sinful world. And so, like I said, that's why God can't forgive us. God can't forgive us if we give it to him. But actually mean it. Not just, well, you know, I'm gonna repent, but I'm going to do it again probably after I get out of church. No, when someone is ready, I don't care what it takes. They want to run. I don't care if the church doors ain't open. And you don't have to be at church to repent or give it to God. Wherever you at right now, you might be in your car listening. You might be in your bedroom. If you're sick and tired of it, you can repent right now and give it to God. So understand, take it one day at a time. Don't beat yourself up. Take it one day at a time, one step at a time. Also, look at this. Look at Romans 3, 23 and 24. This is from the New King James Version. But it says, for all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 8:9. Who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Also, looking at Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. But also, like I was saying earlier about confessing, we can look at James 5 and 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, for ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And also, this is something you can really highlight, Philippians 4 and 13. I don't care what type of addiction that you've had, how long you might have been looking at pornography, being in pornography, realize this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, or who gives me the ability, who enables me, who empowers me to overcome that situation. So realizing, no matter how long you've been in it, no matter if somebody else have dealt with it that you know of and they hadn't overcame it, know that you can do it. So know that the devil wants to stop you from being the man or being the lady that God called for you to be. And also, even pertaining to pornography, a lot of time, not just damage the relationship, but it also damaged the view of how we see ourselves. There are many people that have that addiction, that they have low self-esteem. Sometimes past relationships or failed relationships makes a person go after pornography. Why is that? Because they feel that they're scared to love again. Sometimes they feel like, well, I don't want to take a chance to get my heart broken again. So what they do, they feel that self-gratification is okay. And it's not. Self-gratification is also a sin too. But the key thing is, like I said, we have to talk about it, because it's happening where within society, but also within the church. So understanding that those things are an addiction. It's a disease that the devil had tried to put to make you not have a proper relationship the way that God originally made us to have, because God made us to have relationships with one another, with our church family, but also as a future wife or a future husband. So understand that when we look at it, pornography is not just the big thing. There are steps that lead people to pornography, but also pornography, there's a deeper root problem that has to be addressed, that people just don't automatically go into pornography. There is something that leads a person to it. So pornography is oftentimes just the mask. It may be just the covering, but there is a deeper rooted issue. So those things have to be addressed. And realizing, look at what pornography brings into. Look at what is attached to pornography. Alcoholism, drugs, rape, even murder, abuse. Not just abuse with the singles, even abuse within married couples. So there's a whole lot that comes with pornography. And like I said, no matter how long you've been in it, knowing and realizing that God wants to heal you, God wants to deliver you, no matter how long you've been in it, no matter if it's been hereditary in your family, knowing that God wants to break that cycle. God wants to break that generational curse. God wants to break whatever stigma, whatever has been in you pertaining to that issue or any other issues. If we give it to God, God can help us recover from anything and everything that the devil had tried to put in our path. Once again, for those who just tuned in, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, feel free to call at 516-453-9118. Once again, that's 516-453-9118. Let me see if there's anyone online who would like to be on the air at this time. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart radio program. Hello? Okay. No one's there. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to go back to our friend, Brother Washington. Let me see if he's on the air at this time. Brother Washington, are you there?
Still here, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay, good. The floor is yours,
Okay, yeah, you know, once again, we just want to let everybody know there is help here for you, and we want to extend our hands out to help you to deal with this issue, because you know what, pornography, it keeps us under bondage, because if you wasn't under bondage, you wouldn't be ashamed of it. You wouldn't be ashamed to talk about it openly. But yet and still, God doesn't want his people in bondage, you know, and you know, how we deal with this and overcome this, as you say, using Philippians 4:13, you know, and say that we can't do this on our own. We can't break this addiction or this habit we have. But through Christ Jesus, we can do all things, who give us the ability or enable us to do those things, which what King James says strengthens us, okay? And, you know, you heard me say this a many times in the Bible study class, is this. The only way somebody is a drug addict or anybody is wanting to give up the addiction they have to love something greater than their addiction. And so we have to love Christ more than our addiction to pornography in order to overcome this addiction or this habit that we have. And one thing that you said that is so true is that we have to confess it. Now, here's the thing that we have to understand by confessing. A lot of times, as believers, we think confessing is just simply saying, well, I'm sorry. Well, that's not really confessing. Confessing is, the word confess comes from a Greek word which means to say the same thing about the issue that God says about it. And God says it's a sin. So we have to confess to God that, you know what, I know this is against your character, against your holiness. And so therefore we find in 1 John 1:9, and he tells us that there we can confess our sins to him. Because why? The word faithful there means he's reliable. He's dependable to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then we find in Romans 12:2, it says that we must ask God to cleanse and renew and transform our mind. And that's why he tells us to be transformed by what? The renewing of our mind. Because, see, there is, like you were saying earlier, is that there's nothing wrong with us as believers going to get clinical help. Because part of the addiction or the habit to pornography, there is also a chemical imbalance. And as we said, we are not professional doctors, psychologists, or psychiatrists to go into that area with you. So it doesn't help to seek out the help of counselors, of Christian psychologists and psychiatrists, and we definitely believe in that. But also, the next thing is that we have to ask God to fill our minds with things that are true, honorable, just, pure, holy, and commendable according to Philippians 4:8. And then 4, we need to learn to possess our bodies in holiness according to 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4. And then understand the proper meaning of sex and rely on our spouses alone to meet our needs according to 1 Corinthians 7:1-5. And also that we must realize that if we walk in the Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh, according to Galatians 5:16. And as you stated earlier about the filters and things, is that step 7 is take practical steps to reduce our exposure to these graphic images, and which I kind of like hit on a little earlier. So we can walk in victory over the addiction and our habit of pornography. So we just want the body of Christ to realize that God wants to help you in this, and his arm is open wide to you, and he will not judge you or condemn you, but he wants to deliver you so that you can walk in the Spirit. And also, these things we have to also understand, as we talked about in the Bible study last week, these are hindrances to our relationship with God. We often talk about we want to go higher in the Lord, but the only way we got to find out those things that are hindering our relationship with God, so that we can walk hand in hand with the Lord and strengthen our relationship with him.
Yes, yes, yes. You said, first of all, thank you, Brother Washington. You said a key point, and one of the things that caught my attention, you know, when you look at it, when someone comes to church that's an alcoholic, you can tell they're an alcoholic. Someone that's high on drugs, you can tell when they're high on drugs. But pornography, you can't tell what's on a person's mind. And that's not just one of the biggest addictions, but that's one of the most silentest, if that's a word. That's a silent addiction where you can't tell who has that problem. You can't tell who has or who has not, who does not have that problem. So, like I said, that's one of the reasons why, and I'm so glad for the opportunity to be able to have a platform for us to not just talk about it, talk about not just the problem, but the solution. Because I always say, no matter what situation that we may deal with in life, Jesus is the answer. And relying upon his word, relying upon his spirit to help us, and realizing no matter how long you've been in it, no matter who else has been in it, even if you feel like you're the only one in the world, don't allow the devil to trick you, to make you feel that, you know what, I can't go and confess this because they're going to look at me differently because I am a Christian or because I am a pastor, a preacher, a minister. It doesn't matter. The main thing is being able to get it right with you and God and for you to operate in the purpose that God has for you. Like Brother Washington said, it hinders you. It distorts your love. It distorts your ideal of love. It distorts your fantasy of what love is. It's polluted. And so the key thing is for us to be able to get the help that we all need to be the men and ladies that God called for us to be. And what we're going to do as we get ready to wrap up this program, we're going to come together. If there's anyone that's on the air, there's anyone that's over the phone that have this problem and they want to give it to God, you don't have to wait till next Sunday to get into church. You can do it right now. One of the things I want to make sure on this program, I don't care what topic that we have, we're going to always end the episodes with prayer. We're going to always end the show with prayer. Whatever it is. So this pornography issue, no matter what's going on, no matter how long you dealt with it, we're going to give everything to God, realizing, number one, that God is the one that can heal you, that can help you recover. It's not me. It's not my ability nor your ability. It's God. And don't allow anyone to make you feel belittled if you confess. Look, that's between you and God. You going to God, and don't allow anybody to stop you or hinder you from turning everything over to God. We serve a God that wants to forgive you. Not only can he forgive you, but he wants to forgive you. He wants you to give everything to him, and don't feel like, well, I'm embarrassed. Listen, there's no need to be embarrassed. Don't you know Jesus Christ died on the cross for every one of the sins, every one of your past sins, present sins, or even future sins? He died for that. So the main thing is for you to give it to him and knowing that he wants to have you to come into his arms and embrace his forgiveness. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. We come to you right now, God. First of all, we want to acknowledge your presence on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the platform, God, for you to be able to help us, God, in whatever situation that we have dealt with right now, God. And Lord, we're speaking right now, God, the issue with pornography right now, God. We know that's the trick of the enemy right now, God. God, the devil is trying to distort what love is, God. Lord, you made love, God, to be enjoyable, God, but the devil is trying to distort it, trying to make us become something that you didn't make us, God. God, we speaking, God, for those who may have had that addiction, God. God, we speaking, God, that they give everything to you right now, God. Every guilt, every shame right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we give everything to you, God. And we're saying that we need your help, God. God, we can't do it in our own ability, God. Under our own power, we can't do it, because we will fail and we had failed. But Lord, we know that you've never failed, God. And God, we give it everything to you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speaking, God, that a testimony come from this right now, God. In the name of Jesus, no matter how long somebody been dealing with it, Lord, we speaking, God, for deliverance and victory right now. In the name of Jesus, and saying about everything you stand for, about every problem, about every confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, saying to take your hands off of God's property right now. In the name of Jesus, you will not trespass on God's property. This is God's child right now. This is God's son. This is God's daughter right now. And we cancel your assignment and send you back to the pits of hell right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, Lord, for the testimony. Thank you for the joy. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your identity, God, for you to reveal your identity that you have for us, God, and the identity that you have made us in right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those that may be dealing with low self-esteem right now, God, we speaking, God, that you deliver them right now, God. Set them free, God. Let them know how precious that they are, God. You made them in your image and likeness, God. And God, we speaking, God, that you help us to understand, God, how you made us and who you've made us right now. In the name of Jesus, and we're walking in victory right now, God, and we thank you, Lord, for your grace that and your mercy, God, that you have extended to us right now, God, and we're relying upon that right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for removing the guilt, removing the shame, removing the embarrassment right now, in the name of Jesus. We would not hold our head down, but we're holding our head up right now, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray, we say amen, amen, amen. I thank you all for this program. I pray that it ministered to you all, and know that as soon as I have a chance, I will upload it. It will be on my Facebook page under Brother Prater. Also on my website, brotherprater.org. Also, for those who are interested, feel free to friend me or follow me on Facebook, Brother Prater. And also on my YouTube channel, I have a YouTube channel that showcases the videos. Feel free to join or to subscribe. And I thank you all for joining. If this show been a blessing to you, feel free to follow it and keep me in prayer. We're going to be praying for each and every one of those who had this testimony coming as far as being delivered, receiving victory from the power of pornography. Pornography has lost its grip. Every power belongs to God. I thank you all for listening. Be blessed and enjoy your night. God bless.